We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, so be it to talk about anything, but let's talk about what it was like in your house yesterday. Vikings, Packers, you, the lifelong Vikings fan, your wife, a Wisconsin gal, the lifelong Packers fan, she must have been giving you some smack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was. It was, one of us was happy, and she's been riding me pretty hard. You know, the Packers, you know, win things, and the Vikings don't. And if you remember the last time we talked about me going to the Miracle at the Met event, and
yes.
Yeah, you know, the person in this household that cheers for the team that has 13 titles brings up, she goes, so you guys literally got together and celebrated a play, but then you lost next week? And so every time yesterday, if the Vikings did anything and actually did something, while she goes, oh, good, you can celebrate it in 40 years.
Oh, that's funny. Now, also, yeah, so by the way,
it was brutal. The smack talk level in this household on one side was brutal yesterday. But, you know, the thing is with Packers fans is, Bob, they're very loyal. I mean, for a period of time, lived in Green Bay growing up, or around Green Bay.
Okay.
And she would tell me that even in the lean years, when they would lose a game, the fans would show up at the airport because they felt that the team needed a boost. I mean, that's just the way they are. So you're talking about walking into Lambeau Field in December against, you know, with some of the most loyal fans in the NFL in the stands at a time with a team, the Vikings, that have had question marks all year, against a Packers team that suddenly finds themselves back in the playoff hunt. I looked at it earlier in the week. I'm like, this is not going to end well for the Vikings.
Just a little correction. It's January now. January 1st they walked in, not December. Although they might have walked in for a walkthrough in December 31st. So
yeah. So you know, as you and I have talked about before, just the key to succeeding in the playoffs is get hot at the right time and be healthy. And, you know, the Packers had the Aaron Rodgers injury earlier this season, and he seems to be doing better. I mean, yeah, they had a lot of kind of freak plays yesterday, but that's, you know, that's the way football is played. It's a team game. And the Vikings have massive injuries to deal with on their offensive line. And I think of all the 12-win teams, all the other 12-win teams have 100-plus point differential over their opponents, and the Vikings are minus 19.
I'm surprised it's not worse with the blowout losses they've suffered.
Yeah, yeah. I've been skeptical. As you know, I've talked about, I've been skeptical of this team all year. You know, they look good on paper. They play in a weak division. They're playing a lot of teams that, you know, the teams they've played with winning records, they've either gotten lucky or they've lost, and it just kind of all went off the rails
now,
yesterday.
All the Viking fans, some of them will point out, hey, about Buffalo. Well, actually, in that Buffalo game, there were questions even up to the start of the game whether their quarterback was going to play. Josh Allen, he had been hurt, and I think it maybe affected him. And I'm not going to be
absolutely
all doomy and gloomy on you Vikings fans, but there's a lot of alarms going off. They've lost two of the last four. You know, they did get, in three of the four losses, they've just been destroyed. And by the way, I got to ask you, how did your wife react to Jaire Alexander doing the gritty when he knocked the ball away from Justin Jefferson?
I don't think she really paid attention to it. My wife is not the diehard football fan, so I don't even know if she even knows Jefferson does that thing. So
I thought it was hilarious, quite honestly, because it's funny. And he backed it up.
Yeah, he did. He did. Jefferson was a non-factor yesterday.
And I'll tell you what, in the postseason, Chicago will probably try it too. You jam him at the line. It throws him off if he's jammed at the line. Now, you got to stay with him once he goes into his route, but he's not used to getting pounded at the line.
Right. Right. You know, if you fight with San Francisco winning yesterday, now they're in the third seed and needing help to be able to get back into the two seed.
They're not getting into the two seed. Not when San Francisco is Arizona. They'll roll.
No. And so, I think they're a one and done in the playoff team this year. And they'll
maybe against the Giants, which is how it's lining up, they could be a one win and then done because they're not going to win in San Francisco.
No, not at all.
Their hope is if you're the Eagles, really, I mean, San Francisco or Dallas is going to wind up winning that conference, and I think it'll be San Francisco. So this is going to be very interesting going forward because that team is on a 9-game winning streak, and Brock Purdy, he had been winning games, but he never had been behind. He came back from double digits and brought his team back, and they would have won in regulation, but Robbie Gould, their kicker, missed a 41-yard field goal as time ran out, and then they got a big interception in overtime that set them up at the 7. And I didn't see the game, but I'm guessing they just went in and kicked. They didn't want to screw around with it, with a kick that quick or that close to win by a field goal. So it's just very, very interesting. Now, I got to shift gears on you. Let's talk a little Twins. Carlos Correa is not signed with the Giants, did not sign with the Mets. He's got a health issue or an injury issue that these teams are afraid of, and it's not necessarily something that's affecting him right now or would at the start of the season, but I think they're concerned of long-term that it could be chronic, and you don't want to give him all that guaranteed money if he's got an issue. And frankly, I don't know, it may have been you that said it last week, then he's going to have to take a deal that excludes that injury. So if he gets hurt or he gets that chronic injury kicks in at some point in a guaranteed deal, the guaranteed money is voided. It's the only way teams are going to give him a deal.
I think you're right. The Twins, got a lot of heat for losing out on the Correa bidding war. But in hindsight, I think that, especially with the size of the Twins market here, you have to be cautious sometimes. And, the Giants had lost out on Aaron Judge. They made the big offer to Correa. And then all of a sudden we start hearing, there's something wrong with the physical. The Giants deal is coming apart. And then Steve Cohen, who's been, buying every free agent on the market for the Mets, swoops in at the last minute. And I read some reports, Bob, that Scott Boras, Correa's agent, did go back to the Twins, but the Twins wanted to do more due diligence on what was found with these medical issues. And so he immediately pivoted to the Mets, who were just willing to say, yeah, let's do it, and then made the big announcement and everything. And here we are, and he has yet to do a press conference holding some other team's jersey. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. I think he's definitely not going to get the double digit year deal that he thought he was going to get, because there is a concern. Like you said, maybe they carve out that injury. No team is going to throw away guaranteed money on a guy who may at some point may not be earning it. I mean,
well, if you get half of that contract, it's a terrible, terrible contract. And I get that he wants the money, but if there were other teams who weren't worried about it, they'd be jumping in. But nobody is.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of appropriate that he went to the Mets, Bob, because they're still paying Bobby Bonilla, who hasn't played in God knows how long.
He did 30 years, seems like. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. That's funny, Jeff. All right. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, greatly appreciate it.